Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. In this segment, when is it time to change things like filters around your house? And what are the most common mistakes that listing agents make when listing a home for sale? If you are a potential home seller, you might want to pay special attention to this segment because it might give you some questions that you want to ask your potential listing agent. Don't forget, my name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we help you learn the things that you need to learn about buying and selling real estate so you can purchase or sell with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. We want to connect with you, and it is easy to connect with us. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com. Easy to connect with me if you want. GoGaddisRadio.com. I'm not saying you would want to, but if you do want to, it's easy to reach me. It's GoGaddisRadio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments. You can push back or challenge things we say. You can share your ideas, which we love if you have a very creative way about how you like to use your home or some creative things you've done when buying a home or selling a home. We would love for you to share those ideas with us. We can also do some additional research or some research on your neighborhood to help you understand as a homeowner in the neighborhood whether or not you have a particular advantage when it comes to selling or buying. And you can subscribe to our podcast. Each radio show is divided into four equal podcasts, one each segment, and those podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms. We received a listener question. It says, we've always heard that daylight savings time is a good time to remember to change the batteries in our smoke detectors. I have heard the same thing. What about other simple items in our home? This is from Rachel in Winder. Everything has an expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. Not easy for me to say, but do you know how often you need to be replacing common household items? Well, let's talk about this. This is from HGTV. Air filters, when the air in your house is being circulated through an air conditioner, it pays to clean out the filter regularly or replace the filter. If it's been a while, brace yourself. These hardworking filters can accumulate quite a coating of dust, pollen, and debris. For HVAC units, change the filter every 3 months. Change it every 2 months if you have pets, and every 30 days, believe it or not, if you have allergies. This next one is something that I have not really thought about changing, but we should be changing our pillows. It's gross to think about. But you share your pillow with dust and dirt and oil and dead skin cells and dust mites. Pillows, believe it or not, should be replaced every 3 years or as often as every 6 months for allergy sufferers. Pillows should be washed every 3 months. Down alternative pillows can go into the washing machine, while down feather pillows need to be dry cleaned. Looking to extend the life of your pillow, buy a zippered cover and wash it every 3 weeks. Something that I have not been doing that I probably need to start doing. The next one is batteries in your safety equipment. If you are waiting for your smoke detector or your carbon monoxide detector to beep, letting you know it's time to change the batteries, you may be putting yourself and your family at risk. Now, in my townhome, I'm the only one there, so I'm not putting anybody else at risk. But the reality is I don't want to put myself at risk. And some days, some evenings, my daughter and my grandson would be there, and I certainly want to make sure that I have all of my safety equipment working. So set an alarm on your phone, put it on the family calendar, or pick a holiday as the yearly reminder to change those critically important batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. And sometimes, by the way, you just got to change them. I've got one in my garage, and no matter how often I replace the battery, and it's hardwired into the house, but it has a battery backup, and no matter how often I replace it, it does not work correctly. So I need to get my butt in gear and get that one replaced. The next one is sponges. If your sponge has an odor or feels slimy, that is bad news. To reduce germs, wash the sponge, then microwave while wet for 2 minutes or run it through the dishwasher. Or I'd like to throw another suggestion out there. It's just a sponge. You could throw it in the garbage and buy another one. Sponges should be replaced every week or make the switch to a dish brush, which is what I use. I use the dish brush and then the little round smiley faces. I don't remember what those things are called, but my daughter Kyla suggested that I get one of those for home, and I love it to get all kinds of grease and grime and stuff off of my dishes. So replace your sponges. You should replace water pitcher filters and refrigerator water filters. Actually, way easier to replace these. A lot of people who have a water pitcher that has a filter in it, they tend to ignore the indicator on the water pitcher. And you're not alone if you do that, but those filters should be changed every 40 gallons in a water pitcher filter. For refrigerators, modern refrigerators often have an indicator light to remind you to replace the filter for the water dispenser, but if yours doesn't, you should be replacing it every 6 to 12 months. Fortunately, mine does. And vent filters, and this is something that mine probably needs to be replaced now. If your range hood filter is stainless, chances are it has collected an impressive amount of cooking grease. You need to remove that filter, soak it in a solution of boiling water, baking soda, and dish soap before scrubbing with a dish brush, and you should rinse and replace. That is something that I need to do as well. So just as a quick reminder, now that the time is changing, we should consider replacing our air filters. We should consider replacing our pillows, the batteries in our safety equipment, sponges around the house, water pitcher filters, refrigerator water filters, and vent filters. I'm sure there's lots of other things that we have not thought about for this list that need to be replaced, but hopefully that will be a good start for you as the time changes this year. For those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker and team leader. I am a co-team leader, a co-owner of Modern Traditions Realty Group. Those of you who listen to The Fish might hear our advertisements on The Fish. Yes, that's me. And we would love to be your real estate brokerage of choice for buying or selling homes. To reach us is easy. It's 770-497-0000. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelley & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with almost 30 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. Their number is very similar to ours. It's 770-497-1880. 770-497-1880. Believe it or not, nearly half of all real estate agents fail in the first 5 years. Although real estate is a promising, always yet challenging endeavor, there are things to avoid to be able to grow your business. Tripp in Duluth wrote in saying he's a pretty new agent just beginning to take on listings. How can I be the best in that role? What mistakes should I avoid in order to be successful? Tripp, I'm going to give you some advice. And the really successful listing agents tend to be very, very thick-skinned. This is an interesting thing, but on the buyer side of a transaction, the buyers tend to learn more and basically appreciate you more as a professional throughout the process. On the listing side, sometimes the sellers never think as highly of you on any day after you list the property as the first day they met you. And the reality is you're dealing with lots of buyer's agents, and everybody's client wants to get your client's property as cheaply as possible. And so you've got to have thick skin. You've got to be pretty tough. But the top three mistakes listing agents make and how to avoid them are following here. First of all, almost half of all buyers, about 47%, begin their search online, meaning you only have seconds to grab the attention of potential buyers before they move on to the next property. And if you don't have an impressive listing, like for example, that front photo, you need variation in the front photo. You need blue sky. You need the house. You need green grass. You need to make sure that photo sticks out. So the best things to do are to invest in professional photography, add a floor plan to your listing, which we do, include a 3D tour, which we do as well. We use a Matterport tour. It's fascinating. And then make the written descriptions informative, honest, and polished. We've got an expert working for us who is our listing marketing coordinator, Kelly Morrison, and she writes the most amazing descriptions that I've ever seen. Number two, agents tend to neglect staging. 82% of buyer's agents have reported that effectively staging a property helps potential buyers picture themselves in the home. Additionally, well-staged homes spend 73% less time on the market on average. The key to staging a home is to keep the decor and the furniture tasteful and neutral. As an agent, you need to encourage your clients to remove personal decor, declutter, and focus on staging the most desirable rooms, living room, kitchen, primary, or owner's suite. And then the last mistake that is so common for listing agents to make is overpricing. Gone is the market in which we saw bidding wars for homes with inflated prices. Now, with interest rates high, home buyers are less likely to overpay for properties, as this leads to unaffordable monthly payments. If sellers overprice their homes today in today's market, that will impact their ability to sell and increase the time spent on the market. But don't think there are not bidding wars and that the prices don't get driven up. And you need to make sure that you run the most accurate comparables as possible in the subdivision, similar square footage, number of beds and baths, distance from the subject property. If you want to know how we can sell your house for $28,000 more than your neighbor, we will give you a customized maximum value plan, which is really like an appraisal that has been turbocharged. You can also, by the way, get up to $15,000 in rehab and refresh budget to use to improve your home before listing so you can sell it for the highest price. Learn more about how to sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for by visiting GoGaddisRadio.com and clicking on $28,000 more. If you purchased your home in 2023, you need to apply for your homestead exemption before April the 1st. You can go to moderntraditionsrealty.com/homestead-exemption for more information. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in our neighborhood spotlight, Chandler Pond in Lawrenceville is being featured. Are there some homes that you could move into quickly if you bought them? And what are the reasons you should consider owning your own home? Stick with us. We've got that, those subjects and more. We'll be back.